Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The 114th Congress got started this week, and already Democrats and Republicans are butting heads on the issue of energy. President Obama has threatened to veto a Republican bill to complete the Keystone XL pipeline. The renewable energy industry is also very closely watching the fate of a federal solar tax credit that's going to expire next year. All this week, we've been talking about energy and the new Congress. Today, Tony Clifford joins us from Washington, D.C. He's the CEO of the company Standard Solar. Tony, Republicans are now in control of Congress. What effect do you think that might have on your business?
Well, I think that one of the things the renewable industry in general is going to have to do is to spend some time educating Congress in general about solar energy or about renewable energies, but especially new members and Republicans.
Okay. Educate us right now. I mean, what don't they know and what don't we know that you want known?
You know, 7 years ago, most legislators had few or no constituents with solar systems. And those few that had them could have been dismissed as liberal tree huggers. And I say 2007 because that's when I first got into this business. Now, all kinds of legislators' constituents are going solar for their homes, for their businesses, also their school systems, their county and municipal governments. And people are doing this because it's economic. Now there are more than 500,000 solar homes in the United States. The industry itself produces enough power to completely power more than 3 million American homes. And right now, there are about 143,000 workers in the solar industry, and that makes them bigger than the steel industry, bigger than the coal mining industry. I mean, we've changed a lot of these systems. I mean, they're in every state. They're in virtually every district. A lot of them are in republically controlled areas.
Okay, so what you're dealing with this coming year is that the solar tax credits of 30% are going to be cut back dramatically. Actually, that'll happen in 2016. Wind tax credits expired in 2013. Do you think a Republican Congress is going to be willing to extend them, even giving the considerable gains that you just mentioned?
I think they're going to listen to us. I mean, I think, and that's why.
What makes you think
education.
That, though? I mean, the tax credits are still slated to be cut.
No, they're definitely slated to be cut. And I think what's going to happen is the sort of educational things that we're going to do in 2015 are probably going to put us in a better posture for 2016. And I think one of the arguments that we have is the way we have managed to reduce the cost of solar systems and increase the number of solar jobs in the time that we've had the tax credit. You know, at the beginning of the Great Recession, in late 2008 is when the investment tax credit was made at 30% through 2016. And that is when the industry really began to take off. And that's when we started to see all of the cost reductions. That is the economic engine that drove the cost down in solar and has made us economically viable in the United States. We're more than 1% of the total energy supplied. Solar and natural gas were the two largest sources of new generation in the country. It's really becoming an absolute economic engine within the United States.
One thing that's happening in anticipation of the tax credit ending next year is that the solar industry is already contracting because of such uncertainty. There are some solar companies that say they expect a lot of consolidation in the industry. At least one project in California has been scrapped because it would not have been completed before the credit expires. Without an extension, what do you see for the future of this industry?
Well, I think you have to sort of differentiate between the types of solar projects that you're talking about. A project that has been scrapped now because it wouldn't be completed by the end of 2016 had to be an extremely large solar project. Most of the industry, I mean, probably two-thirds of the industry now is focusing on what's known as distributed generation or projects from 500 kW to maybe 20 or 30 megawatts. These are systems that can be built in a year or less, certainly at the bottom end of that scale, certainly less than a year. Without an extension of the investment tax credit quickly, I do think you're going to see very large projects being shut down because they will not be completed by 2016, and that will have an impact on the industry.
And how about the smaller projects?
Smaller projects will keep going right up through, you can finish a project in 6 months. But I also think that, you know, we're so close now in terms of being cost competitive with utilities that there are certain states in the union where projects are going to be cost competitive by the end of 2016, with or without a credit. But I don't think we're going to have reached a complete tipping point. And I think that one of the things that has stalled the industry a little bit, I mean, it hasn't stalled it. We had 36% growth last year, but it has slowed us down, is the trade war that we've had with China about solar modules. What that has done is it has slowed down the rate of cost reduction substantially in the last couple of years.
Actually, maybe we can unpack this. Sorry for interrupting, but maybe we can unpack this a little bit. Last month, the Obama administration put tariffs between 26 and 78% on Chinese solar panels and extended the tariffs to some products made in Taiwan. So the claim is that China's dumping cheap panels on the U.S. market and undercutting prices. To what extent does that play into what's happening now in the solar industry here?
Well, when you look at, you know, the first trade case with China came about in 2012. In 2012, the cost of solar modules in the United States was on the range of 80 cents a watt. And there was discussion that by the end of 2014, they would be in the range of 55 to 60 cents a watt. They're not there. Right now, you know, solar modules in the United States cost 71, 72, 75 cents a watt. And if you have a module delivered from China on the west to a port on the west coast of California, that's what it's going to cost you. Let's just say 71 cents a watt. I could buy that same module for a project in Mexico delivered to a port on the west coast of Mexico for 55 cents a watt. That is a tremendous difference. Now, I think if we had that price right now, which is where we thought we would be, absent the trade war, then I think we could probably survive with the investment tax credit ending in 2016. I think we probably need a couple of more years of the ITC.
Okay, one more point, though. One of your fellow CEOs, Greg Butterfield, says he's with Vivint Solar, says that he thinks that the credit step down may actually be good for the industry because it has been propping up some underperforming companies. What do you say to that?
I guess I would disagree with Mr. Butterfield. But, you know, I don't think it has been propping up underperforming companies. I think that what you're seeing is you're making a lot of projects viable. I do think that there is consolidation coming in the industry. But I think in terms of getting to the real cost competitiveness with the overall utility industry, we are going to need the investment tax credit for a couple more years.
Okay. Nice to speak with you. Tony Clifford, CEO of Standard Solar. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.